welcome to Nice News. This is a broadcast about some unusual topics. I'm Joyce Vesper, your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster. On Nice News, we cover information on many topics, and they come from all over the world. The program is a timeout from the regular news that doesn't always cover the happiest of topics. So please give us a listen. Who knows what might give you a laugh or cause you to remember something from another era or even pique your interest on a subject like this. When you're caught between yes and no, here's why maybe isn't the way to go. The article is written by Julian Givi. Say you win a radio sweepstakes giving you two tickets to a sold-out concert the upcoming weekend. You eagerly text your friend and ask if they'd like to join. Their response, maybe. Your mood immediately turns. You feel slightly rather than joyous as you're left in limbo. Now you need to wait for your waffling friend to make a decision before you can figure out your plans for the concert. I'm a consumer psychologist who has studied social decision-making for over a decade, and if you've experienced anything like the above anecdote, I can tell you that you're not alone. People responding maybe to invitations is a common yet irksome aspect of social life. Recently, my co-authors and I published a series of studies examining what goes on in people's heads when they aren't sure whether to accept the invitation. Leaving your options open. Social invitations can be a delicate dance, and people often misread what sometimes is an extension of an invitation that they want to hear from. We consistently found that people overestimate an inviter's likelihood of preferring a maybe over a no. Moreover, they fail to realize how much more disrespected people feel when they receive a maybe in response to the invitation. Another pattern emerged. The more someone incorrectly assumed that a host preferred a tentative response, the more likely they were to respond with a maybe themselves. Naturally, we wanted to figure out why this awkward dynamic plays out. We found that it's largely due to something called motivated reasoning. Motivated reasoning occurs when a person interprets information in a biased way to arrive at a conclusion that aligns with their own wishes. In other words, invitees convince themselves that inviters want to hear maybe instead of no, because a maybe is better for the invitee, allowing them to leave options open. Saying no right off the bat eliminates one's options and opens the door for fear of missing out to emerge. Just say no. That said, there were certain situations that made people more comfortable saying no to an invite. In one study, we had recipients of an invitation put themselves in shoes of the person extending the invite. This made them more likely to realize that they'd probably prefer a definitive answer. That is, it seemed to prevent motivated reasoning from emerging. In another study, we had participants get invited to do something that they didn't want to do. We found that motivated reasoning then became irrelevant. They had no desire to keep their options open, so they were more likely to assume that a no was preferable to a maybe. Interestingly, while motivation and invitations are a widespread aspect of social life, social scientists have only recently started studying them. For example, a 2024 study found that people tend to overestimate the negative consequences of saying no to an invitation. They think it will upset, anger, and even disappoint inviters more than is the case. This could also be part of the reason that many people fail to realize that someone extending an invitation prefers a no to a maybe. Other research has explored whether people respond better to some of the reasoning for declining an invite over others. Saying you're too busy, not great. Saying you don't have enough money to make it work, much better. While navigating social situations can be tricky, our work suggests that being direct and definitive is sometimes the best. It might reduce your options, but it'll keep those who invited you from being left in limbo. And maybe they'll still think of you when the next concert comes to town. This article, written by Julian Givi, "When You're Caught Between Yes and No, Here's Why Maybe Isn't the Way to Go." Our next article, "Deadliest Elephant Virus is Finally Defeated." Veterinary immunologists have made an exciting breakthrough with the development of a vaccine aimed at combating a virus that has posed a significant threat to elephants, both in the wild and captivity. The virus known as elephant endotheliotropic herpes virus, EEHV, has sadly been linked to the loss of young elephants, including five at Chester Zoo in England, which played a key role in the vaccine's development. The early trials of this vaccine have been celebrated as remarkable achievements in the field of conservation, offering a new hope for the protection of both wild and captive elephant populations. The vaccine is administered in two doses. The first dose contains an inactivated version of the virus, while the second serves as a booster to enhance the immune response. The results have shown a strong immune reaction against the EEHV virus without any adverse effects. Professor Falco Steinbach, a veterinary immunologist and a professor at the University of Surrey and a senior author of the study, shared his excitement. "This is a landmark moment in our work to develop safe and efficacious vaccines. For the first time, we have seen and shown in elephants that a vaccine can trigger the type of immune response needed to protect them against the virus." The collaborative effort behind the vaccine involved dedicated scientists from the University of Surrey, Chester Zoo, and the UK's Animal and Plant Health Agency. Their finding, published in the esteemed journal Nature Communications, provided promising evidence that this vaccine could significantly reduce the mortality rates of elephants that are affected by EEHV. By comparing blood samples from vaccinated and non-vaccinated elephants, the research indicates the potential for this vaccine to help sustain conservation breeding programs worldwide. Dr. Katie Edwards, the lead conservation scientist at Chester Zoo, expressed her optimism. "EEHV has taken the lives of so many elephants, both in human care and in the wild, but this vaccine offers hope. We can't yet say this will be the end of the EEHV deaths, but we have taken a massive step toward the goal. This development not only brings joy to those who care deep about wildlife, but also strengthens the ongoing efforts to protect and nurture elephant populations around the world. The future looks brighter with such advancements in veterinary pharmacology, and the commitment to safeguarding these magnificent creatures continues to shine through." This article, "Deadliest Elephant Virus Finally Defeated." Our next article, "Free Online College Education for Everyone at Virtual University of the People." Accessing higher education has often felt like a distant dream for many around the world, hindering by soaring costs and safety concerns. However, the inspiring vision of Shay Reshef has made the dream a reality for countless individuals through the creation of University of the People. This remarkable nonprofit initiative, founded in California, stands as the first accredited tuition-free online university dedicated to expanding educational opportunities for students globally. With an impressive reach, University of the People serves 115,000 learners across 200 countries and territories, including approximately 20,000 students in the United States. Reshef expressed confidence in the institution's unique position, stating, "We are the best alternative because there's no other alternative." This sentiment reflects the university's commitment to providing an accessible pathway to education. Students can pursue a range of accredited programs, including certificates as well as associate and bachelor's degrees in fields like business administration, computer science, and health science. Additionally, master's degree options are available in business administration, information technology, and education. While there are nominal fees associated with obtaining a degree totaling around $5,000 for a bachelor's degree, this remains far more affordable options compared to traditional universities. Students are also allowed up to 10 years to complete their degree after enrollment, offering flexibility in their educational journeys. A vibrant community of philanthropic supporters and dedicated volunteers fuels the university's operations. Many professors and deans contribute their time, motivated by a shared mission to make college accessible and affordable for all. Generous contributions from organizations like the Coca-Cola Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have played a pivotal role in the success of this global initiative. For students like Malia, a 23-year-old who was studying civil engineering at the University of Kabul in Afghanistan before the Taliban's rise to power, University of the People has provided a vital lifeline. For young people like her, the university offered a safe haven to continue her education, even in secret, alongside 4,000 peers. Malia shared her gratitude, saying, "On those dark days that I was at home and couldn't do anything for my future, University of the People was the light in my darkest days." The inspiring story and many other highlights the transformative power of education and the good that come from the innovative solutions to longstanding challenges. Together, we can celebrate the spirit of accessibility and the opportunity that University of the People embodies, paving the way for a brighter future for students everywhere. Cloud milking brings life back to drought-stricken forests. Forests across the globe have faced challenges from fire and drought, and the beautiful laurel trees of the Canary Islands are part of the story of resilience. In recent years, the Canaries have experienced significant desertification, impacting the rich forests that once thrived. Environmentalist Gustavo Vieira shared insights on this issue, noting the loss of forested areas due to agricultural expansion. He also highlighted the profound effects of climate change, which led to destructive fires in 2007 and 2009 that affected regions typically nourished by moisture. Vieira, serving as the technical director of Life Nieblas, a remarkable public initiative focused on innovative water collection, has led efforts in fascinating technique known as cloud milking. This sustainable method harnesses the power of nature by utilizing a netting of metal pins to gather condensation from low-hanging fog, requiring no energy to operate. Our goal was to address the delicate nature of the netting while ensuring we protect the environment. The team developed a system inspired by pine needles, which excel at capturing water while allowing air to flow freely. This approach is not only effective, but also easily transportable and adaptable to various locations in need. A fog drips through the metal fronds, water droplets collect and gently fall into containers below. The dedicated workers of Life Nieblas then use this precious water to nourish young saplings, playing a vital role in reforesting the area. The Canaries are the ideal setting for the developing technique. Regions such as Chile and Morocco boast similar conditions and a rich history of fog water capture. We are living with drought throughout the Mediterranean and also in the Canaries. Every drop of water counts. This inspiring initiative demonstrates how communities can come together to foster renewal and resilience in the face of environmental challenges. The work being done in the Canary Islands serves as a beacon of hope, showcasing the possibilities of innovative solutions and collaboration for a brighter future. This article, Stranger Raises $300,000 to Help 81-Year-Old Waitress Retire Happily. In a heartwarming story from Pittsburgh, an 81-year-old restaurant server named Betty experienced a delightful surprise that surely brightened her day. While working at Eaton Park, she received a generous $40 tip from a kind-hearted woman, Tammy Conzier, who had come in with her son, Leo. As Betty chatted with another customer about her struggles with back pain and the challenges of making ends meet on a small Social Security check, Tammy felt compelled to take action. Inspired by Betty's resilience, she decided to share Betty's story with her followers on TikTok, hoping to spark some goodwill. Tammy recorded a heartfelt video expressing her desire to help Betty and announcing that all proceeds from her TikTok creator rewards would go directly to Betty. With a spirit of generosity, she offered Betty $40, jokingly referring to it as "all money in my purse." Betty, touched by Tammy's kindness, replied with warmth and humor, assuring her that even at 81, she still had plenty of energy to keep up with the younger crowd. Tammy's video struck a chord, and within just 24 hours, it went viral. The outpouring of support was overwhelming, prompting Tammy to set up a GoFundMe page to channel the generosity of those who wanted to help. In a remarkable turn of events, the fund quickly grew, and when Tammy shared the news with Betty that it had reached an astonishing $140,000, Betty left in awe. I think I better get a financial advisor, she explained, clearly excited about the possibilities this newfound support would bring. As the GoFundMe continued to gain traction, the total climbed to an incredible $300,000. Tammy kept everyone updated on Betty's journey, expressing her gratitude for the outpouring of kindness that was helping Betty secure a brighter future. With the help of a dedicated attorney, they began setting up a trust fund for Betty, ensuring her social services would remain intact. Tammy's final update radiated joy as she emphasized how grateful Betty was for the community support, reflecting the beautiful impact that little kindnesses can have. This uplifting story serves as a wonderful reminder of the goodness that can flourish when we come together to lift one another up. And here's another good story of a 10th grader who used CPR to save his stepfather's life. In the heartwarming story of courage and quick thinking, young Anthony Killinger recently demonstrated the life-saving skills he learned in a CPR class at school. Just months after his training, a moment of crisis arose when his mother rushed to his bedroom with alarming news that his stepfather, Mike Reese, was unresponsive. Without hesitation, Anthony dashed downstairs to find Mike unconscious and making an unusual snoring sound. In a moment filled with urgency and faith, he prayed for guidance, recalling all the techniques he had just learned. I call 911, and the dude on the phone is telling me to start doing CPR. I did it for like 8 minutes, and then he started breathing again, Anthony recounted to WIVB-4 in Buffalo. Despite the challenge, he remained focused, checking Mike's pulse and noticing it was weak. Those precious 8 minutes made a world of difference, not only reviving Mike, but also protecting his brain from damage caused by lack of oxygen during cardiac arrest. When emergency responders arrived, they praised Anthony's swift action, affirming that he had truly saved his stepfather's life. Anthony shared a remarkable statistic. The doctor said it's like a 9% chance to just survive cardiac arrest. Then it's another thing to survive and have no brain damage. It was crazy that he survived and didn't have anything. Mike had previously undergone open-heart surgery in 2018, but thanks to Anthony's quick response, his hospital stay this time was significantly shorter, just a week, before he left with a defibrillator implant. The bond between Anthony and Mike is especially strong. They share not only family ties, but also a friendship that deepened through this experience. When they reunited in the hospital, the emotions were overwhelming, highlighting the strength of their relationship. Mike, reflecting on his recovery, expressed gratitude for Anthony's bravery. Despite feeling fatigued, a common aftermath of cardiac arrest, he is thankful that his stepson was there for him during such a critical moment. The inspiring incident emphasizes the importance of CPR training, which is often available at schools, community events, and fire stations at no cost. Learning CPR can empower individuals to save lives in any situation, reinforcing the belief that anyone can make a difference. As we celebrate Anthony's heroic actions, let this story serve as a reminder of the incredible impact that knowledge and preparedness can have in times of need. Okay, Stephanie Friedman writes, do you want to be happier? An expert reveals a special sauce to practicing gratitude and being more content. Imagine you're embarking on an early autumn trail walk. What do you notice? Is it the gloomy sky, the mud that's now stuck to your socks, the exhaustion you feel, or is it the crisp, refreshing air, that coziness of your comfy jacket, and the simple joy of being outdoors? All those observations can arise from the very same experience, but focusing on the latter instead of the former can have a massive impact on our state of mind. While most days come with their share of ups and downs, appreciating what we have, like a closet full of clothes and accessible nature, instead of ruminating over what we're lacking, delivers a boost to our well-being. In fact, we'd bet that few techniques are as quick, doable, and effective as increasing happiness as practicing gratitude. When you make a commitment to yourself to take a few minutes each day to focus on what you're grateful for, you rewire the neural connections in your brain to look for positive things everywhere. Lorraine Miller, a certified health coach and host of the podcast The Gratitude to Bliss Show, said in an email to Nice News, "This has a way of affecting all areas of your life, your relationships, your health, your job, and even your struggles, which can bring into focus the blessings you may not have been noticing or appreciating." Why is it great to be grateful? Appreciating what we can significantly affect our happiness, Miller referred to a study from 2003 which showed that after participants wrote down 5 things each week that they were grateful for, over a 9-week span, they felt 25% happier. Now only were they more optimistic about the future than participants who wrote down their annoyances each week, but they also had more positive outlooks on life and exercised for over an hour more on a weekly basis. This remarkable situation points to the inherent power of this age-old sacred tool, Miller said, noting that gratitude is the cornerstone of positive psychology. Gratitude activates the region in our brain responsible for reward, empathy, and emotional processing, according to the review in the Taiwanese Journal of Psychiatry. It boosts serotonin and dopamine, 2 neurotransmitters that help us experience pleasure and regulate our mood, and even improve cognitive functioning among older adults. And as opposed to short-term pleasure, which can be triggered by activities like watching movies and eating our favorite foods, gratitude can help provide longer-lasting feelings of contentment. Psychologically, the practice of gratitude has been identified as a reliable predictor and enhancer of overall happiness, the author wrote, adding that it's one of the simplest and easiest key human holds to become happier. And that's not the only effect it can have on our mental health. One analysis found that developing feelings and engaging in acts of gratitude were linked to fewer symptoms of anxiety and depression. Another study, Miller cited, showed that practicing self-regulation techniques decreased the stress hormone cortisol by 23%. This is significant because stress can deplete our energy and hinder our ability to feel joy and happiness. Less stress and improved mental health may help us live longer lives. And in 2024, scientists at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health found the first empirical evidence suggesting a link between gratitude and longevity among the older adults. Take a dose of vitamin G. If you need a little push to start your practice, keeping a gratitude journal might do the trick, Miller said, that her clients often begin reaping the benefits within as little as 2 weeks. She recommended keeping a separate notebook for just the purpose of your gratitude reflections, then writing down 3 to 5 things you're grateful for every day. After you complete your list, take a moment to close your eyes and focus on the feeling you get when you think about something on your list. I call this the special sauce to practicing gratitude. It can help to focus your attention on your heart while you do this. If this feels difficult, remember that it's a practice and that it may take time to feel comfortable with the step. Just keep trying to apply the special sauce and eventually it'll click. But in case journaling isn't quite your thing, the CDC compiled a few other ideas and resources to help you build your ideal practice. For instance, social butterflies might prefer volunteering to solo writing. That can ultimately lead you to living a more content life. Of course, it can be tough to stay consistent when starting a new habit, so Miller has some words of wisdom for that obstacle too. Try to find a daily time that can work for you and make it a special part of your day that you look forward to. Light a candle, make a cup of your favorite tea, or play soothing music to add joy to your practice. Set a reminder on your phone if you need to, or keep your journal by your bedside so you see it first thing when you wake. This is an ideal time as your brain is fresh and will absorb your thoughts more readily. Miller calls this gratitude practice vitamin G and said it's extremely nourishing for the mind, body, and spirit. While it may feel minuscule at first, the more you keep up with it, the more beneficial it can become. Over time, it starts to change how you see life, and you begin to experience small moments of bliss. The more you do this, the more it happens, and the more joyful and happy you feel overall. Your relationships start improving, your health improves, and your life moves in a direction that excites you and fulfills you. Stephanie Friedman wrote, "Want to be happier? An expert reveals the special sauce to practicing gratitude and being more content." Our next article, Stray Dog Wins Hero Award for Comforting Families After Tragedy. Sergeant Bo, a remarkable mixed-breed dog from Nashville, Tennessee, has just been celebrated as the 2025 Hero Dog by the American Humane Society. His inspiring journey from being a stray to becoming a beloved service dog showcases the profound impact one furry friend can have on a community. Rescued from the streets of Florida in 2022, Sergeant Bo quickly found his purpose when he was certified as a therapy dog with the Nashville Police Department. Partnering with former officer Faye Okert, he began to bring comfort to children, particularly in times of need. In a heartbreaking moment, just 3 months into his service, a tragic shooting at the Covenant School shook the community. Sergeant Bo was called to the scene to provide solace to the affected children and families. He climbed onto buses, allowing shaken students to find rest and comfort against him, and he remained by their side until the last family was reunited. Sergeant Bo's journey took an extraordinary turn when Miss Okert, now a Nashville school resource officer, championed a program that trains homeless pets to become therapy dogs. Initially concerned about his scruffy look and skin allergies, she quickly formed a strong bond with him during training. Together, they became symbols of trust and healing, teaching students that true beauty lies beneath the surface. In the wake of the tragedy, Sergeant Bo and Faye provided steady support to students during one of the community's darkest times. Dr. Robin Ganzert, president and CEO of the American Humane Society, expressed joy at recognizing Sergeant Bo with this honor, stating, "During profoundly difficult times, their presence served as a powerful beacon of hope and safety, exactly the qualities that award seeks to recognize." Though Sergeant Bo faced a setback earlier this year when he tore his ACL, leading to his retirement from service, he continues to spread joy alongside Faye and her husband. Together, they enjoy retirement while maintaining a schedule of visiting the Covenant School and other local schools where Sergeant Bo helps shy children open up and bring smiles to the faces of all ages. Sergeant Bo and four other extraordinary finalists will be celebrated at the 15th Annual American Humane Hero Dog Awards Gala in Palm Beach, Florida, on January 9th. This heartwarming story of resilience and love reminds us that even in the face of adversity, goodness can shine through us in the most unexpected ways. This article, Stray Dog Wins Hero Award for Comforting Families After Tragedies. As we come to the end of today's show, I'd like to leave you with this quote of the day from Melody Beatty. Gratitude turns what we have into enough and more. Melody Beatty. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's articles. Please join us again next time when we cover interesting stories on Nice News. This has been Joyce Vesper, your volunteer broadcaster for Sun Sounds of Arizona, a radio reading service. Stay healthy, everyone. Be well. Be happy. Bye-bye.